אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך א', חלק ב'.
We are reading in Tess, volume 1, part 2, Inner Observation, chapter 7, item 72. You can find the material in the study materials tab in the Avot system, and you can also send questions. Relevant questions can be aired during the lesson.
So, for now, we're studying the foundations of the spiritual structure. And let's keep going, please.
Chapter 7 explains the matter of the refinement of the screen and the emergence of the five levels, Kachab Zeranpin and Malchut, one below the other, because of the refinement of the screen.
Yes, because we have the matter of the screen that doesn't want to accept the upper light in the way it comes from the Creator, before the restriction, but only after the restriction, it rejects the light that comes to him and wants to build a different kind of relation to it, that he'll be willing to accept it only if it's in order to bestow. That's its purpose, and otherwise he can't implement his purpose. Only when he rejects and then receives in order to bestow. According to the intensity of the screen, as much as able while receiving to suffer that upper light in a way that he wants to, that it wants to enter his desire, so he rejects it in such a way and is willing to receive it in order to bestow, meaning the opposite, in thought, to feel that he's doing it only for the Creator, only for bestowal, that all of his desire, all of his pleasure, it is all passed towards the bestower, towards the Creator. It's things that are very special, very exalted, and we still need to think about them and try every time here and there to implement it. Clear? If there's questions, please ask, and we'll keep going. So, the detaining force in the screen is the measure of the coarseness in the Malchut, are equal. That as much as Malchut draws the light, to that extent, it also needs to reject the light. And then she is free from the pressure of the Creator on one hand, and on the other hand, on her behalf, on behalf of the will to receive, she can determine after that her action in a free way, the way she decides. Well, let's start.
וכדי להבין דבר הזדקחות המסך האמור,
72. In order to understand the issue of the refinement of the above screen, we must first present two forewords. The first is the detaining force, being the force of detainment in the screen. It is measured by the level of the coarseness, which is the yearning in phase four, like the two sides of the scales. There is a simple reason for it. If there is a great yearning to receive, it necessitates great efforts to refrain from receiving. And if there is a small yearning, it does not take a great effort to refrain from receiving. Thus, the detaining force in the screen is equal to the measure of coarseness in phase four, whether more or less.
So this we also see in our life. As much as I have some attraction to something, and according to that I have to stop myself and overcome that attraction in order to be to be separated from that thing I'm yearning for. That's why a big desire has a big yearning, and you need a big force of detaining, meaning a big masach, and so on. Yes. So on. Yes.
Clearly, they have to be weighed, measured equally. But he says it's always that way. What promises that?
You can't promise that it'll be. It happens in that way because we're under all these systems from above, from Ein Sof until this world. That's why what happens is that we can receive pleasures that we're allowed to receive in order to exist. These are corporeal pleasures. But spiritual pleasures can only be received under the condition that we can receive them in order to bestow. Until we have no more forces to receive them in order to bestow. We just can't see them. We can't recognize them. But if we will have the force, that's called the force of the screen. So that force will be revealed from above, that force of attraction, that desire that we'll be able to work with.
Kiev 1.
Okay, Vlad.
I always try to describe at least the example with the coffee. You feel, you drink it and you feel that you're giving simultaneously. What can hold me from just enjoying this coffee and bestowing to the Creator?
You perform the restriction. Let's speak simply. Obviously it's not spiritual, not real, but it's kind of. You're saying this. He gives us the example. You come to the host. The host wants to give you from the bottom of his heart. But you're embarrassed. Let's say. So what do? You restrict your will to receive directly. And you calculate with the host. How much can you receive from the host in order to give him joy? You give him pleasures, not for yourself, but to the host. Here, there has to be internal work, that you'll feel those inner discernments as much as you really decide, really not to enjoy from yourself, but really to give pleasure to the host, that you feel the host, you feel the source of the pleasures. You are about to fill the heart of the host. And to that extent, to know more, then you can go and you receive from what the host is giving you. And you're sure by that. You're performing a restriction, a screen, reflected light, the attitude towards the host, that even though you're receiving, this reception is actually giving. And then it turns out that you become the giver to the bestower, as if you have something to give to the host, even though you're using everything you have from the host, the will to receive he gave you, the restriction that he gave you the forces to do, the ability to calculate as much as you can receive above the restriction in order to bestow to the host. There's a lot of calculations. That's the whole wisdom of Kabbalah. With that example of the guest and the host, the whole wisdom of Kabbalah is in there. There's no more than that. Just to know all the details that are taking place and to know how to implement it, and you're set.
Vlad.
Здесь не написано, мы уже можем говорить, что это кашиют.
Кашиют амасах. Can we say that what is the hardness of the screen?
The hardness only belongs to the screen. That according to the coarseness of the screen, if we want to start bestowing, we have to develop in us the force of the hardness, meaning just as we say is a difficult person, he's a hard person, we stand against the pleasure and don't want to receive it because we want to resemble the Creator and not be receivers, but to work in bestowal. So this force that we're developing in us, that's called the force of the hardness, the force of rejecting the pleasures. Let's keep going.
73. The surrounding light refines the screen. 73. The second forward is that the surrounding light, which is not clothed in the emanated being, its nature is to refine the coarseness in phase four. It does that slowly by order of the four phases until it refines its entire coarseness. First, it refines it from phase four to phase three, then to phase two, phase one, until it makes it completely refined without any coarseness.
Yeah, that the light comes and the screen divides this light into two internal and external. Let's say that part is received and part is not received, because he can receive it in order to bestow. So the part he can't receive in order to bestow remains on the outside. And with its pressure on the screen, as the host says to the guest, receive and receive and receive. So then what happens is that this pressure causes the guest, he says, no, I can't. I have something I need to do, I have to go and leave. Meaning he can't be under this pressure of the host. That's the way the upper light presses on the screen that detains it from clothing in the potsuv. And then the screen refines. It comes out of all of this connection with the upper light. And by that, their meeting ends. The potsuv refines. In order to not be a receiver, he prefers to leave.
Kiev 1.
Ну, а в первый раз он получил как бы на максимум, то есть экран у него был на максимум, который у него.
In the first time he received at maximum, the screen was at maximum at first.
Yes, if you're going in order to bestow, you have to measure yourself and receive as much as you can in order to bestow. Otherwise, it's not called bestowal. Because if you receive even one more gram with the intention to bestow to the host, you must also receive it. The bestowal must be whole in all its force, as much as you have a screen for it.
So it
turns out the Creator always has more to give than what we can receive. That's why there is surrounding light.
Of course. Don't be embarrassed to think, to ask. It's very essential things. This is the whole wisdom of Kabbalah, how to receive what comes from the Creator with the intention to bestow.
So like Vlad asks, if the screen was at maximum at first,
as much as he can develop a screen to calculate for the host, as much as the host is great in his eyes, that's what he does.
So what now awakens in him that he...
Through which action can we see or build the masach in the tent?
Through actions that between us we're connecting, we need to connect more and more until we'll start feeling that we're standing before the Creator. These are actions, they're concrete, they're actual actions, that if we connect more and more and more and come closer more and more and more and want to strengthen between us more, even though there's all kinds of egoistic calculations between us, we want to still be above them, connected. We don't take into account everything that comes. He has that kind of character or those kinds of habits and this and that. We are above it. Love will cover our crimes. We connect between us still and want to build an umbrella, a mutual umbrella between us. That's what's important. The moment we in somewhat start yearning for this umbrella, we start feeling that we have a connection between us and also that the Creator is before us. It's very close. It all depends on as much as we'll build this relationship between us that will be directed towards the Creator.
Spain 1.
Este, la fuerza del masaj, y la medida donde son capaces.
The force of the masaj, the screen,
resistente, es una,
is how much it can reject the light 100%. That rejection, is that an act of giving, bestowing?
No. The fact that the will to receive is standing before the pleasure and can restrict himself and not receive, just like in that example of the guest and the host, that you decide not to receive. Why? Because you're embarrassed. Even though you're very hungry, and exactly to those treats the Creator wants to, the host wants to give you, you still can't receive. And here there's a lot of calculations we do. Let's say I want to protect my will to receive, myself, my ego, my I, myself, that I don't want to be less than the host, because he's the giver and I'm the receiver, or all kinds of other calculations I do, but all in all, I'm working with myself, with the shame. So that's why these examples are all in the world to receive, shame, rejection, things that we can understand, but in spirituality, it's not like that. Because if I won't receive from the Creator because I'm embarrassed or ashamed, so the shame is more important for me than the Creator, than giving Him contentment. That's what's important for me. So what? That's what I'll do. I mean, so I'm even more proud than I was before. Meaning, there's a lot of thoughts and calculations. I don't want to give you solutions, but that you yourself will search for Him and find them.
What you eat.
Repeat.
I'm asking whether the yearning to receive from the host can be increased from the pressure of the surrounding light, or that what you prepared for the meeting with the host is what you eat.
We don't learn that yet, that I prepare in advance my yearning to bestow to the host.
I'm asking about the longing, the yearning. In this lesson and in general in test lessons, it feels like everything depends on the power of our longing. So how do we increase that power?
By thinking about it, by speaking about it, and in this way we increase our will to receive towards the friends, towards the host, importance. Importance of the friends, importance of the host, that's the main thing. That's what we need to nourish, to grow. And that's from speaking, from man will help his friend. That is what I have to learn from the environment. Again.
74 again. The reason for it is that surrounding light is the upper light that cannot clothe in the emanated being because of the screen that detains it from expanding further than its own level. It remains outside the potsuf,
meaning the treats that remain on the table and are standing before the host, pressing on the host. The host feels it, that he wants to receive it. And then
it remains outside the potsuf and surrounds it. In other words, it shines on it from afar. Because the surrounding light wants to shine in the internality of the potsuf, as it did in Ensof, when it shone in phase four as well,
just before the, like before the restriction,
it strikes the screen and refines it. In other words, it revokes the coarseness and hardness in it so it can clothe. Well, it's like I have decided that I'm not going to eat some food. And then what's on the table, I can take this and this and that, but where there's, let's say, something sweet, I can't take it. I'm not receiving, and this pressures me. I really want it, I really like it, but I can't. So, this pleasure wants to clothe my will to receive, and I, by the screen, make an action of resistance.
If
suddenly I'm lucky enough to feel a lack of the force of resistance, so this feeling should bring me to prayer. What's the right thing to ask for? The force to resist or still to turn it into lack of connection with the friends and yearning?
It's the same thing. At the end of the day, you will come to a state where, together with the friends, you're gonna pray, connect, and
скажите, вот
thank you,
свет давит на экран. У меня нет.
When the light presses on the screen, I don't have a choice. I will definitely want to receive. It's something that I can't prevent.
If you wouldn't want to receive the light, you wouldn't have felt any pressure. Just like now, we don't feel any pressure from the upper light, from the Creator, from the upper system, because we have no screens. We have no resistance. The moment we have resistance, we begin to feel the relationship of the upper system, spiritual system, upon us. For that we have to connect, to attend to the group, and start working with the upper light to bestow to the Creator, to actually bestow together to the Creator. Then we'll begin to feel how much he pressures us and how much we can pressure him in return. But first of all, it's connection between us. And in the meantime, there's no connection, so there's no way to start working opposite the Creator.
air connection.
Вот это вот, когда мы в ответ давим.
Adhesion between us.
Это что? Это когда нам не нужен этот свет.
When we press as a response to what we don't need the light, take it back, give it to the nations, to the friends, whatever.
We want to receive this upper light, but in order to bestow contentment to the Creator.
Но я имею в виду, как вот мне его направить, этот свет? Вот,
I mean, how can I aim that light to go towards the friends? And from the friends to the nations of the world. That's called to press back. That's what I want.
I can't do such actions. I can only not receive the upper light if I feel that I'm going to receive it for my own pleasure, or I can receive it in order to pass it on to the friends, or together with the friends, I can reject the upper light back to the Creator. Everything depends on how connected we are and how much we want to make the action of spiritual rejection, which is to not receive for ourselves.
A moment ago you had mentioned that one of the few things we can do is pass the light on to the friends. How exactly do you do that?
Connect with the group and with them together, begin to turn to the Creator and do spiritual actions in mutual bestowal between you, and that this action, mutual bestowal, will be aimed at the Creator.
Okay. Does this happen? I understand the more I engage in the friends and all include and enliven, apparently that's how I pass that on. But for what we're reading now, all these different phases that the light's going, that we're going through with the light, are these things happening on a conscious level?
Of course it's conscious. If it has to do with the human being, then it's with a feeling and awareness that he understands and feels everything. Tbilisi.
То есть немножко с практической. Вот, допустим, когда тебя товарищ или в группе очень сильно хвалит и хочется провалиться сквозь землю.
Let's say that you're really praised in the group, the friends, and you just want to disappear. That's the lack of the screen. What happens if you do have a screen?
When a person has a screen, he weighs everything only for the benefit of the group and the Creator, not himself.
Allah, Michael, again.
Еще.
Но.
А, вот еще. А вот говорится, нет исчезновения в духовном. А почему мы не чувствуем вот этого? Нет
исчезновения.
You're still not in spirituality. What are you demanding here? That spiritual laws will take place in you? What do you have to do with spirituality? Where do you have the restriction screen, reflected light, connection with the friends? You demand to already have spiritual discernments first, carry out the restriction. After the restriction, we can talk about all the other things.
Every time he awakens and yearns, as it's written here, yesterday you said that the yearning is above the desire. How can we do it so it is not in us? How can we awaken this yearning?
From connecting to the friends and learning from them, looking at them, and then that brings you a longing that is above your desire.
Internet.
internet.
Shalom Rav, Unity 2.
Hello Rav, from Unity 2, what am I lacking in order to actually practically feel the work of the light in order to build an attitude towards the Creator?
What am I missing? I'm only missing a kli. And the upper light is in complete rest. It fills up the whole of reality. The only problem that is that I don't have a kli, a vessel to feel it. So there's nothing to be pressured because I don't have a kli. That kli, I have to put it together from all the desires of the friends, all the longing for the Creator. And with it, in that kli, I need to put together a screen. So to the extent that we connect to each other in the correct way, we will turn to the Creator that will give us the right connection with a screen so that we can bestow to Him. Because from bestowing upon the friends, the created beings, we will each have some desire to bestow to the Creator. And then it turns out that we thereby achieve a state where we have both desire and a restriction over the desire to receive in order to receive, and a screen to receive what we'll receive from the Creator in order to bestow, and in such a way we will come to contact with the Creator. And the whole wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us how we build contact with the Creator, how we connect between us more and with the Creator more, but in order to bestow in a mutual, reciprocal way, me for my beloved and my beloved is for me, as it says.
From South One, they're adding, when will we feel spiritual pleasures in order to restrict the screens?
When you'll have a common desire, and that desire will want to bestow through the friends, through everyone, to the Creator, by that you'll begin to feel spiritual pleasures.
That's it, thank you.
Good. Michael, what?
Can I ask about what you said, that in the connection with the friends you need a screen?
Well, of course you need a screen. I don't want to connect with the friends to be better off. I want all of us to be better off.
So the screen is on my connection with them?
The screen is always over my personal will to receive.
So how can it be that I need to receive it? How can it be in order to receive if it's outside of me? If I'll be able to connect to them and bestow to them?
I didn't understand.
We learn that the friends are outside of me, and this is what lets me connect to them, not in the will to receive. Otherwise, I'd see it as myself.
No. And?
So how can it be that connection with the friends will be in order to receive, to ask for a screen above it?
Can't, but it doesn't exist, so it doesn't happen. If it's in order to receive, it doesn't exist in spirituality.
So connection with the friends is the screen? That's the same thing?
That depends on how it's done. Connection with the friends is also a corporeal connection without any screen or anything. It can be spiritual connection with all the spiritual discernments.
From Latin 11, what's the mutual rejection of the upper light in the 10?
To the extent that we want to connect, we develop our common will to receive. In that common will to receive, we work like the Potsuf works with its Malchut. And then, by that, we can reject the lights from above, say pleasures coming to us from the Creator, and develop reflected light. In that reflected light, we begin to feel the Creator.
Next. Moscow 18. How can the screen let us feel the attitude of the system towards us, and how does that attitude of the system appear in the connections between us?
We aren't talking about the relationship between us. The relationship between us build the restriction, screen, and reflected light. And to that extent, we get in contact with the Creator. We get in contact with Him. And therefore, accordingly, we determine our degree. Next.
Woman Hebrew, you said that eventually we'll ask for the mutual screen. What is the mutual screen in the ten? How is it expressed between us?
Common screen means that to the extent we relate correctly to each other and all the friends connect together, by that we develop our common desire, and towards the Creator we can use it in order to bestow to the Creator. And when we reject all of our individual pleasures, and instead of that we want to connect with the Creator to bring Him contentment, that means we work from our common screen.
Mach 29, how do you perform a restriction so it won't seem like pride and resisting the host? Meaning how to restrict correctly that the host won't be insulted.
This I have to do opposite the friends and towards the friends and then towards the host. It's impossible that I relate to the Creator without relating first to the friends. I have to care about the friends, and to that extent I can care for the Creator. I have to try to fulfill them as much as possible. To that extent, I will manage to turn to the Creator correctly to fulfill them. Next.
French 1. What are the pleasures that we have to refuse to receive in the ten?
These are pleasures that don't push the ten closer to the Creator. It's good for us to refuse receiving them.
PT 17. How can we begin to implement the matter of the restriction and the screen?
By connection between us. If we have connection, from the connection we'll have restriction that we don't want for ourselves, but only for the Creator, and to the extent that we work that way, we will have a screen.
More from PT 17, how do we define the coarseness in the screen, and what is it connected to the coarseness of the created being, or is it the same thing?
Coarseness in the screen and coarseness of the created being are the same thing. The spiritual created being is not the person, it's the ten, the group that works in order to reach the Creator.
Mach 29. Can we say that the first time the light will come to us, then the right thing at that moment will be to pass it to the friends? Will that actually be restriction?
If we, prior to that, don't build ourselves in a way that we want to pass all these things between us, in the group, the light won't come. It will only appear under the condition that we have a desire to connect, in order to pass, to connect, and to help each other.
USA 3, how does the restriction and intention to bestow to the Creator, how are they expressed in our actions in the group?
in us connecting and aiming ourselves at the Creator until we start feeling Him in the connection between us.
Natanya, what's to do if after the calculation we understand and feel that there's no strength to restrict and the pleasure is bigger than you? What's the next action?
Pray. Pray for the Creator to give you strength. Of course, we don't have the strength to restrict ourselves. However, for us, when we try to turn to Him, we'll get strength from Him.
From the Sochi group. To get the benefit from the bestower, I need to feel Him. But the Creator, we don't feel. So how can I aim all my thoughts and desires for His benefit?
Through the friends. There's nothing to do. We learn everything from actions between us, among the friends. As much as I can bestow on them, through them I can bestow on the Creator.
17. Rav, what is so special in the yearning relative to desire, and how do you work with it correctly?
Yearning is still not a true desire, it's only yearning. Which comes, when it comes to be realized in society, the yearning becomes a desire. Next.
From the Mach group. A common vessel of the 10 we create through our connection, and the restriction I perform on my personal desires. So how do we perform a common restriction before the Creator? How to connect our personal work to a common kli?
We cannot bestow to the Creator if we're not connected. That's why first, we need to attain the connection, and then to aim the connection to the Creator, and then in this work we'll do the restriction, the screen, the reflected light, all these things. But first connect, turn to the Creator, and here we'll feel how much the Creator helps us and how much we ourselves perform actions and effort, etc. Next.
86. How to convince the Creator that I want to do good to the friends in the 10?
To convince the Creator? That's if I make the good calculations with my 10. I can be certain it comes to the Creator. How do I know that? When I get the response. All in all, we are building the upper world out of us building the relations between us. That's the upper world, basically. We see on the background of the white light, we see our relations. That's called the spiritual world. Beyond that, we cannot see. Because it's only our actions of bestowal. When we don't have actions of bestowal, that's what we see. That's we. Happening now.
They're also asking how to make the friends in the 10 more important to me than myself, than my desires, and how will that enter the emotions, the feelings?
Tinasi, ain't no more to do. Ain't no more to
try it. There's nothing to do. I have nothing to say here. We have to work on that. Talk more between yourselves and specifically about connections, connections, connections and actions. You talked about something, immediately do it until the next meeting. Next meeting, you discuss again what did we do, what didn't we do, and how to continue. And gradually, this is how you'll come to the right action, and there you'll feel the Creator. Read it again.
Once again, the four attributes, mercy, truth, justice, and peace, in the individual and in the collective. Once we know full well the desired attribute of goodness, we should examine the things and the means at our disposal in order to hasten that delight and happiness.
This means we need to accept what the Kabbalists tell us, that the final correction is secured. Will happen to all souls, and we can reach it sooner or later. We can hasten our development, shorten the way. This is why they teach us the rules, the laws, and if we keep them, we will advance faster by our agreement. That's called, I will hasten it. And if we don't, or we don't at all, that's called the path of suffering, meaning in due time. But it is guaranteed that we will reach the final correction. It's guaranteed for everyone. And the corrections are in the four attributes we have, which are mercy, truth, justice, and peace. They should be transformed in us and to lead us to the final correct form. Let's continue.
Four attributes are provided for that purpose, which are mercy, truth, justice, and peace. These attributes have been used by all world reformers thus far. It is more correct to say that it is with these four attributes that human development has advanced thus far through the government of heaven in a gradual path until it brought humankind to its current state. It has already been written that it would be better for us to take the law of development under our own hands and government, for then we will rid ourselves of any torment that the developmental history has in store for us henceforth. Thus we should scrutinize and examine those four properties in order to thoroughly understand what we have been given thus far, and by them know what aid we should hope to get from them in the future.
Meaning, how can we work with these four attributes, mercy, truth, justice, and peace, when they're in us, in order to help us advance to the final correction?
Please.
I don't see questions. It's clear that we have to learn it. Let's move on.
Practical difficulties in determining the truth. When we discuss good attributes in theory, there is certainly no better attribute than the attribute of truth. This is because all the good that we have defined above in the relationship between an individual and the collective is when the individual gives and fully plays his part toward the collective, and also takes his share from the collective justly and honestly. All this is but the truth. But the drawback is that in fact, the collective does not accept this attribute at all. Thus, the practical difficulty in the above-mentioned truth is proven from itself, There's some drawback and a cause here that makes it unacceptable to the collective. We must examine what is this flaw.
Yes, we see that it's not working. The attribute of truth cannot be accepted by the public, not even by an individual. There's a verse that a person is close to himself. That's why we have a problem. How can we reach by the attribute of truth when truth is the most certain way, maybe the most hard one, but it's the most certain one. The letters of the word truth in Hebrew, Aleph Mem Tav, include all the qualities of creation. It's the name of the Creator, one of the names of the Creator. But we cannot realize it. Continue, please.
When you closely examine the above-mentioned truth from the perspective of its practical feasibility, you will necessarily find it vague and complicated, and it is impossible for the human eye to scrutinize it. Since the truth requires that we equalize all the individuals in the collective so they receive their share according to their labor, no more and no less. This is the one true basis which cannot be doubted, for it is certain that anyone who wishes to enjoy the labor of his friend, his acts are against the above-mentioned reason and clear truth. But how do we think that we can scrutinize that truth in a way that is acceptable to the collective? For example, if we evaluate something according to the apparent labor, meaning according to the number of hours, and compel each one to work an equal number of hours, we will still not discover the attribute of truth at all. Moreover, there is an evident lie here for two reasons. The first is the physical side, and the second is the mental side of the worker.
It's clear to us that none of us is equal to the other. If it's easy for one person, it may be difficult for a different one, another one. In various ways, that's why we cannot say that everyone's equal and we should treat everyone equally. Accordingly, both the reward and the punishment have to be very diversified and according to a person. But we're unable of treating each one differently this way. We don't know the mental forces each one has, the health he has, nothing. His atmosphere, his perception, nothing. For that, we actually need to be in the degree of the Creator, in the ability to bestow on each and every one. That's unrealistic. That's why the attribute of truth in and of itself cannot exist in our world. So what should we do? Learn. Let's continue.
And if we also consider the natural law taking after the majority, then such a truth that takes the number of hours of apparent work as a basis is completely infeasible, since the weak and the lazy are always the vast majority in society, and they will not allow the nimble and strong minority to exploit their strength and labor. Thus you see that the above-mentioned basis, which is the labor of the individual under the condition of the evident truth, and with it, the majority in the society is completely impractical, since it cannot be examined and evaluated in any way. Thus you find that the attribute of truth has no practical ability to organize the path of the individual and the path of the collective in an absolute and satisfactory manner. Also, it is completely insufficient for organizing life at the end of the correction of the world.
Yes, in short, the Creator is to blame. He created us all unequal, each in his own way, is different than others. That's why we cannot compare anything between ourselves, and to reach equality or to reach clear connection to everyone. And that's the big problem, seemingly. Why does he do us? Why did he make us this way? If he would make us all equal, it would be much easier to reach connection between us and connection with the Creator. No. On the contrary, we wouldn't be able, because we have to complement each other. What one lacks, the other comes and complements. And we agree for this completion. This is the right way of connection between us. Otherwise, we wouldn't connect, because when one person lacks, the other can add. And this way we reach a complete form. That's why we are not to think that if we could all be one, everyone equal, it would become easier for us. It wouldn't become easier. It would be impossible to connect. How can I connect to another if I don't compliment him and he doesn't compliment me, etc.? Meaning specifically like this jigsaw puzzle, when we collect the forms that one is lacking and the other has, and it's prominent in the other, that's how we can make the full form of Malchut. And by that, each one acquires from a friend either what he lacks or what he has a surplus of, seemingly. And this is why we get a full structure of all of us together when we all join into one shape, which is the Creator. We make him specifically by not being equal. But how to nonetheless reach a state where all these unequal shapes in us can reach a connection, a unity, completion between us. That's something we have to learn. Latin 3.
Rav. Dear Rav.
Dear Rav. What we're saying now says that we are all parts of one head, meaning that the connection already exists. So what are we missing? So that we will be able to feel this form. What am I missing to feel the friends, to feel that the friend is another part that completes me, completes everyone, completes everything?
What we are lacking is only to feel that I want to complete everyone with whatever they need, whatever they have. And I'm happy that I can bestow and I can give to all my friends whatever I can. That's it. And if I'm ready for that, that's considered that I've corrected myself.
We're continuing. Furthermore, There are even greater difficulties here because there is no clearer truth than nature itself. And it is natural that each and every individual feels himself in the world of the Creator as a sole ruler, that all the others were created only to ease and improve his life without feeling any obligation whatsoever to give anything in return.
This is our true nature. Continue.
And in simple words, we will say that the nature of each and every person is to exploit the lives of all other people in the world for his own benefit. And all that he gives to another is only out of necessity. Even then, there is exploitation of others in it, but it is done cunningly, so his friend will not notice it and concede willingly.
This is what we see in our world, that each one wants to exploit the whole world, but in a way that they won't feel that this is how it is. Yes?
The reason for this is that the nature of every branch is close to its root. And because man's soul extends from the Creator, who is one and unique, and everything in his is his.
That's how each person feels.
Likewise, man who extends from him feels that all the people in the world should be under his own governance and for his own private benefit. This is an unbreakable law.
This is how we feel subconsciously. Yes.
And all the differences in people's choices. One chooses to exploit people by obtaining lowly lusts, and one by obtaining governance, while the third by obtaining honor. Furthermore, if one could do it without much effort, he would agree to exploit the world with all three together: wealth, governance, and respect. However, he is forced to choose according to his possibilities and capabilities. This law can be called the law of singularity in man's heart. No person escapes it. Rather, each and every one takes his share in this law, that the great one according to his size and the small one according to his size. Thus, the above law of singularity in the nature of every person is neither condemned nor praised, as it is a natural reality and has a right to exist like all the parts of reality. And there is no hope to eradicate it from the world or even slightly blur its form, just as there is no hope to eradicate the entire human race from earth. Therefore, we will not be lying at all if we set about this law that it is the absolute truth.
This means that we are all egoists. Each one wants to exploit the others. Each one wants to control all of humanity, the whole world, in general, everything, including the Creator. Everyone wants to determine what the Creator should do. We need to be above everything. That's our nature. And this is considered to be in the law of singularity. And since it is undoubtedly so, how can we even try to ease one's mind by promising him equality with all the people in the collective. Nothing is further from human nature than this. While one's soul inclination is to soar higher above the whole collective, how can we think that each and everyone could reach a state that he sees everyone equal, and he is equal to everyone or even lower than everyone? How can we demand such a thing from a person, to agree to that, and even to work on it, to give all his effort, all his strength to reach the state with respect to all of humanity, all of the public? Thus,
we have thoroughly clarified that there is no real possibility to bring good and joyful conducts to the life of the individual and the life of the collective by following the attribute of truth in a way that it will ease the mind of each and every individual so he may completely agree to it as it should be at the end of correction.
So how can we reach the final correction if we're so opposite of him?
Belarus.
Скажите, как нам не дать воспользоваться своему эго при работе в десятке, чтобы не сказать, что
how not to let our ego
поэтому не могу работать как сильные ловки.
Say in the work in the ten, I'm weak and that's why I can't work with the other like the others.
Only by connecting to the friends, getting an example from them, and bestowing upon one another in a strong way. Then we can come to a state in which we nevertheless connect, and for the sake of connection, each is willing to subjugate his head.
Yes.
Because there's no choice. Carmiel.
Thank you, Rav. I heard you saying specifically for us to be able to connect and to complement each other, that's why we were created so different from each other. But to connect to the Creator, we have to resemble Him with equivalence of form. Can you explain how these things coincide?
Of course, it's simple, because only when we're connecting between us, we come to the form of the Creator. Not alone, one, rather when we connect. It is best for there to be 10. But in our world, in the bodies, it's not clear to us yet. But in spirituality, when we come to spirituality, we begin to see how we truly complete one another in our malchuts. This is something we're yet to discover. But it should be clear to us from here that only through the connection between us, what is that form of connection? It's not yet clear. How we connect between us is also not clear yet. But nevertheless, the connection is the direction towards correction and success.
So the question, it's clear, the explanation of Bala Sulam is clear, that it takes it from the desired state, which is the truth, to the current state where we're all egoistics and we can't have the attribute of truth. But why don't we go the other way around? Why don't we go from our current state? We're all egoistic, we acknowledge it. Now let's determine.
That's when we recognize that already. Where have you seen that?
Don't we recognize we're all of us are egoists?
Tell someone about that. Just make sure he doesn't punch you back for saying that.
I think...
What? Come to me and say that I'm an egoist. What will I do?
Okay. So, still, I'll just complete my question. If we could all say that we see our nature as egoistic. And to begin with, why should we aspire to some ideal truth which is unrealistic?
Because we can't let our ego go wild all the way in every direction. Otherwise, society cannot exist. So we will kill one another and we will simply destroy one another. In all kinds of ways, it won't be a society, there won't be existence. We won't be able to use one another for all kinds of necessities. We need to build life, homes, families, health, systems of education, something. We're human beings. We have many needs. We wouldn't be able to supply ourselves with all these needs, to fill all these needs, if we are not going to be connected between us. The problem is that if we wouldn't be connected with our nature as much as we are lying to one another, as if we are for the benefit of everyone, we nevertheless are not for the benefit of everyone, and therefore we are constantly in wars and problems. And that it is how it is until we don't see an end to it. Ein Sof, the meaning is the extent in which we will advance to understand the source of the problem. And then from that, we will know what we must do. Our problem is that we discover that in our world we have no possibility of finding some force that can correct us, to limit us, to somewhat assist us in building some kind of good relations. Let's say simply in the family. Look at what's happening in families. Fights, problems. It didn't used to be that way. The will to receive was much less than today. Look at what's happening today. They can't live, not in a family, not with children, with parents, not with the neighbors, no one with no one. Where does this stem from? Since the will to receive from day to day in each and every person personally is becoming larger, it's truly rising each time, and then we can't even stand one another. We're not capable.
That's clear. So from here we get a different question. Why is it that this simple reality that is seemingly apparent is so concealed and unclear? Why isn't the problem clear to us?
No, the problem that is the ego, there's no question. That can be clarified, you can write about it, and everyone will agree. What next?
That's exactly the point. Even this, as Baal HaSulam writes here, with such sharpness, this is something that's unknown. People don't agree to that. Why is it so concealed?
Because to start with, we want to conceal this. It's just kind of like playing it as, I'm a good person, I'm a good citizen, a good husband, good wife. Okay, that's how it's convenient and good for us. Otherwise, what will you do? Where each will discover his nature towards others? It will be murder.
No.
Clear. But he doesn't even reveal it to himself. Why do we even conceal it from ourselves, living in such a lie?
Because why should I suffer? Why should I suffer? It's best if I will live kind of like the way I live, as much as possible in some movie. That's what remains for us. If we don't discover the truth and go to correct it, then it's better for me to put on some movie before me and I watch it, and that's how, till I die, I pass my life along. That's what we do. That's why from our entire life, in every place, in the relations between us, in the work, in the street, at home, in every single thing, we are building this movie. Look at what's happening with all of our advancement in games and in everything in life. What do we want? We just want one thing, to play. We're like little children. Look at what's happening in the whole internet and all that. Games.
And in order to discover that emotionally, with awareness,
it is very bitter. It is very bitter what's being discovered. I don't want, because it compels me to do something. It's best if I, you know, it's like some fantastical, you know, movie. They put into your head some little bug, a little chip, and you're following some script, some movie. Also, now you're in a movie. And also before that, you were in a movie. The main thing is to feel any given moment something comfortable. That's it. And everyone agrees with it.
So when we explain things, our goal is what? To expose this truth?
That's the problem of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That it opens for a person the true reality, and he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it, because it obligates him to change. To stop being in that movie, where he's lied to from all the directions, but he feels good. So what do I need? To feel good and to remain in the lie, or that I discover the bad because it's the truth. How much can I suffer? And what will it give me, this truth? That's what we are trying to do.
How can we bypass all these barriers that only want to hide the truth?
Only through the work in the society. One will help his friend. If we rely on one another and come closer to one another, and by that raise the importance of our life in the revelation of the Creator, then we can do it. And if we are not capable to make ourselves dependent on the society, on the environment, then it's impossible. One person is incapable.
To count on what? What's the help we should give each other?
Confidence, security, support, mutual support, a shoulder.
That what?
That if we remain the way we are, we're following a lie and our whole life is a zero. They end by us finishing life like animals. That's it. We don't emerge from the degree of still vegetative and animal. We rot and nothing remains of us. Other than dust, because you came from dust and you returned to dust, or that we rise above the dust to the degree of Adam and begin to grow there, and in order to bestow.
Thank you. Mike Israel 1. Mutually complimenting means that I have to pass on my weakness to my friends also?
No. I want to show my friends only the good qualities, good relations, my willingness to complete them in any given thing, where each and every one wants to resemble himself to the Creator. As he is good that does good to the good and to the wicked, and gives to everyone. That is how we have to try and behave in the tens, each towards their ten, as much as possible. And then from that, we will start to discover how, according to our resemblance and adaptation to the Creator we will find in filling us.
Ken.
And yours is mine, and mine is yours. There are four different measures that we can accordingly build the society and to see the extent in which it goes along with our nature or not. That's the whole scrutiny. How we come to a state which calms everyone, which brings us peace. As he says, the hopes for peace, the article, the peace. How do we get there? Peace is wholeness, where it emerges from one Creator, and how through that do we come to be in one system in which we complete one another. So there's a problem here. Humanity thus far has yet to find a solution of how to be in one system which we are all connected to one another, complete one another, and feel that there's a need for each and everything and for each and everyone. On the contrary, each of us thinks that if there is a right to exist for anyone in the world, it's because it's under the condition that he'll be underneath me. And in such a way, we are all in a quarrel. And there's no hope for peace. What will we do? According to our nature, that's how it is. That's why eventually there's only one solution: to rise above our nature to connection. Otherwise, humanity will end in a bad way. If you have the source of evil without the upper force, certainly we will end up with complete final. It's not clear for the time being.
Will it be correct to say that what's going on in the human development now is that each person wants to be a hero and a strong person and separating from each other? This is what's developing?
That is what is desired. That's the natural development. When the desire to receive is big, each wants to see himself as the ruler of the world. It's clear. But with that, there is a social development, and many countries and many systems. Many systems that it's still not clear how this will spin. I really hope that through our work we will draw and attract to ourselves, to our world, the upper force. And by that, the Creator will appear before everyone. From darkness to light, truly. Even though, according to the plan of creation, such states can still be revealed, like the messianic wars and very big horrors to all of humanity. But let's hope that we will pass this quickly, spiritually. The suffering that each and every person wants to reach spiritual development and connection with the Creator, even if it's smaller suffering, it's much greater than all the sufferings of this world in our low life. Therefore, let's hope that we will cover this with that. We are yet to talk about that. It will be clear. Moscow 1.